Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon. The unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle delivered in an entertaining, informative fashion that only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC Campfires is brought to you by DSC, the Dallas Safari Club, conservation, education, and hunter advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Ruger, rugged, reliable firearms. Burnham Brothers Game Calls, the callingest call made. Double Nickel Taxidermy, where hunting memories are preserved. Now here's your host, Larry Wysoon.
Sitting around the DSC campfire this morning with Mr. Richard Cheatham, who is the executive director of our DSC Foundation. Richard, we've got all kinds of great things coming up here, but tell me a little bit about the foundation once again. I know a lot of our listeners may have heard this before, but, you know, DSC Foundation has so many good things and is such a great organization that I think it's worthwhile to hear about it again.
Yeah, and I'm happy to do it. We are the charitable receiving and giving arm of Dallas Safari Club, and so that means we raise funds and then distribute funds in the forms of grants to support the Dallas Safari Club mission of conservation, education, and hunter advocacy.
We've had an interesting year with the COVID thing going on, but honestly, when you look at it, we were looking at some figures yesterday at our board meeting that there's some pretty impressive figures that came out of all this, some money in terms of being granted really throughout the world for a lot of great causes.
Yeah, we took a look back at 2020, and it's, I think it surprised everybody how much we were able to grant. But so far, and through the first third of this year, we're on track to give away more money than we gave away in 2020 when it was a really
or actually
2019, a really good year.
There's so many different great projects that we're involved in, as we said, not only, well, throughout the world, but some of the things we do in Africa that we support, and some of them here in North America. But all these are for the most part, are grant to individuals, organizations, but they're really vetted, aren't they? I mean, you present a grant application, and then we do a lot of homework, and I know especially you do a lot of homework.
It's the most rigorous grant review process I've ever been involved in, and we have very very vigorous discussions when we get to that grant committee review, as you know. But I think we're all happy that we have enough confidence in our opinions that we can say what we think and make our goal is to be the best stewards of the money that we can be. And I think you only get there when you've got seven directors and input from me and Corey Mason on where we need to spend that money.
We're very fortunate in the board that we have is a relatively diversified group, but with a lot of experience in a lot of different fields, particularly in the field of conservation. And then, too, with you and Corey involved. And then if we do have some questions, we do have some people that we can go to as well, too, to maybe get a little bit more about the specifics of a given area. But the grant process is an interesting one with a lot of grant applications being presented, and then we kind of go through them and pick the top ones, and then we keep weeding through. And we've got a lot of projects going on. We've done a lot of things here in North America and of course in Africa as well too. What about some of the things that we've recently done in Africa, and then I want to come back a couple of projects we were involved in here in the U.S. or North America as well?
Yeah, the major projects we've got going right now in Africa are for the most part centered around anti-poaching support. And that took a big hit last year in 2020 because most people know that those hunting operators self-fund. I mean, they cover the expenses of all their equipment, all their anti-poaching personnel, and their training. And without any revenue coming in for 2020 almost across the board, that was completely out of their pocket. And so we stepped up in a big way, in a real quick way, when the COVID, the impact of the pandemic was first felt, with a program called Hunter's Care. And we're able to make about 27 or 28 grants combined with approximately the same number from Dallas Safari Club. And I think at the end of the day, we were protecting about 27 million acres and keeping over 500 personnel still in the field.
Exactly. That's an absolutely fantastic number of acres, but that's a fantastic protection of a number of wildlife species. And not just wildlife itself, talking about terrestrial wildlife or flying or fishing, but also the habitat. There's been lots of work done to try to keep that habitat as good as what it is going into this kind of thing. But a lot of those, too, were directed donations, which we were capable of receiving, and then just really being a pass-through kind of thing.
A lot of our exhibitors and DSC Foundation supporters and beneficiaries have developed really good relationships and a great list of clients who think highly of them and also have a firsthand experience as to what they're doing on the ground over there. So we created a program where they could solicit donations from their clientele to the foundation, which we would then turn around and pass through 100% for those designated anti-poaching projects. It worked really, really well for many outfitters.
It really did. And then, too, with our chapter setup that we have, with our various chapters across now pretty much North America, we're getting into Canada hopefully in the future, but particularly across the USA,
yes.
Those chapters, too, they help a little bit with what we do, and then they, too, can grant money. I know, like, such as the Lubbock chapter, the Lubbock Sportsman Club, they did a tremendous job in promoting and then also helping and assisting with several projects in Africa this year on their own, plus the money that they contributed to DSCF, which we're able to distribute.
That's right. It was really interesting to see the list of the projects supported by the DSC chapters, and we got a pretty good a view of what the Lubbock Sportsman's Club had done, and it's really great that they can use that money to support local projects. And local is kind of relative because it might be Lubbock, it might be the five counties surrounding, or in the case of New Mexico or the DSC Great Lakes chapter, an entire region up there. But then we give chapters a list of projects that we would like to designate their contribution to be spent on. And it's a healthy mix of North America and projects around outside of North America.
Right, and that's from this small percentage that they give to the foundation that they can direct where those go. But
right.
Then, of course, as you mentioned, too, they do a tremendous amount of work in providing grants and assistance on a regional and maybe a national and also in the case, as we were talking about with Lubbock, with an international perspective as well, too.
Right.
And I know we're talking about them. We've got so many great chapters, but that's the one that comes to mind because one of the things I wanted to come back to is they've been very much involved with the Texas Bighorn Society in providing guzzlers. And those projects have done extremely well, too, haven't they?
They have. And before the DSC Foundation was formed, Dallas Safari Club had a history of dealing with not only Texas Bighorn Society, L. Carmen, and a couple of other folks that were building guzzlers, and we've continued that tradition through the DSC Foundation. It's one of those projects where you actually have a chance to get your hands dirty. It's at a beautiful part of the country, and you're doing great work. And as you mentioned a minute ago, it's not just sheep you're protecting.
It's mule deer,
and it's out at, and it's every other species, and a mammalian or otherwise, that needs that extra juice or drink of water out there. And so it's a great thing for habitat overall and the wildlife that lives out there in those climates.
It really is. I remember when we first started doing guzzlers in the western part of the state, when I was a biologist, I'd go out there to some of those little water holes that they were created because it's like a Big Ten roof, the water with condensation and water hits it, goes into a storage tank, and then that water is transported out of there through a float type system. But we would go to those things and you would find every imaginable terrestrial wildlife, and the bird population around those things were unbelievable. And if you think the desert doesn't have butterflies, go to one of those, go to one of those guzzlers and see the amount of butterflies that are there. All that is part of the wildlife that we're protecting and providing management to, as far as being able to make sure that there is water and food available out there for them. But there's a lot of other projects. Now, if there's somebody out there listening that's involved with an organization, whether it is, say, like a university or particular project that they might be interested in, where there's legitimate research going on or where there is a legitimate need for funding, how does somebody go about presenting a grant application to DSC Foundation?
We try to make it as simple and as clean as possible. They can go to the website, which is www.dscf.org, and under the Grants tab, there are grant instructions and our grant form, which we prefer to have submitted online, but can be copied and sent by mail. And we now consider and review grant applications once a year. We will typically do that now in August or September. And every grant applicant gets notified one way or the other. And then we have try to have a pretty fast turnaround for disbursement of funds once we've made the decision and we've gotten the signed grant agreement back. But all that information is on the website. And also, too, look at the website and take a look at the grant history that we've made for the last two or three years. Get an idea of the kind of projects that we support. Not to say that we wouldn't take a hard look at anything else that falls within the mission of Dallas Safari Club. But it covers a wide range, and we don't, you know, any project that meets that mission is going to get considered by the foundation.
You mentioned the website, and we work very closely with Safari Classics with those guys who produce unbelievable product as far as videos. But there's a lot of those projects that they can actually click on there and see a video presentation of what's being done.
I think almost every one of the project descriptions we have from 2019 had a video associated with it. And that brings up another point. We, as hunters, we need to tell the world the value that hunters bring, and one of the ways you can do that is when you make a grant, you can document it and yes, you can make it as appealing as possible, and that's what Safari Classics excels at, and then you promote that and on your social media platforms, and then you get like-minded partners to help you promote that. And so it's really important to fully vet that project, spend the money in the best way possible, and then tell the world what we're doing.
Well, as I mentioned, there's so many different projects we're involved in, and we will continue to be involved in, and then we're looking for new projects as well, too. But a great place to see some of those, as you said, is the website. Now, somebody, we're going to come back, because we got a special event coming up here very shortly. It'll be June the 11th here in Dallas. I want to come back to
June the 12th.
June the 12th. I'm remembering June the 11th, because that's now I'm coming into town, I guess. June 12th, exactly. How can somebody that is either a DSC member, and gosh, I hope anybody and everybody that's out there that's listening to this thing, if they're not already a member, will become a member, and they can do that by going to biggame.org and biggame.org. And of course, there's an icon there to go immediately to our DSC Foundation and see what we're doing there as well, too. But for somebody that's really kind of might want to become involved and they don't really know how, how can they contribute money, or say a company contribute product or whatever that might work in a beneficial manner for us to be able to make more money so we can give more money?
There's the key and the central place we direct people is the website, because there's a donate tab, there's a support tab on there. It takes you directly to a donate page where you can process a credit card donation. We also have a QR code on there that allows you to scan and give by text. And then you can also, you can give by text. It's two different things. Give by text. We've got the text phone number on the website, and then we've got the QR code that you can scan with your phone. And these days, everybody's used a QR code if you've eaten out in the last 12 months. And with respect to the gala, we've got a banner on the website that'll direct people to the specifics, the June 12th event, the time of the day that the doors open, and the cost and things like that, and all the fun things we're going to do at that event. And then the last thing is, if anybody wants to talk about a non-cash donation or even a calf donation or a pledge, then my information, my contact information is on there. My the DSC Foundation phone number rolls over to my cell phone, so I am available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the website, my email address is on there as well. So I'm happy to talk to anybody. And as you know, we have people that call up and say, hey, I've got some old guns that I'm not going to use anymore. Can you use that? Well, absolutely. We've got a service that we use to handle those sales, book collections, knife collections, things like that. Of course, we're happy to have them.
You know, we're talking about Dwight, and I'm not going to say his last name, but Dwight set that thing up some time ago, and I've known him for years. I really appreciate what he's done there, because as you mentioned, you know, there may be somebody that's got an old gun or a new gun or as knives, anything related to the outdoors in terms of hunting particularly, there's value to, and there's a tax donation available there if you can donate it to, like, the DSC Foundation, because we are a 501(c), so there's a tax break there if you contribute as a contributor or if you contribute as a in terms of cash or in terms of product sort
right.
of thing.
And Dwight has a really good, especially for the nonprofits that he works with, it's a really turnkey system, and it's easy for the donor. It's easy for the foundation. They get their tax deductibility and the donor acknowledgement form, and then the foundation gets the check, and everybody's happy.
How do they get in touch with him on that?
Sportsman's Legacy is Dwight's company name. I believe sportsmanslegacy.com is his name.
I think that's exactly right. It's a great individual, and he can do all kinds of wondrous things to help not only DSC Foundation, but some of the other foundations out there as well.
And actually what typically happens is people will call us up, and they'll drop. They'll either drop the donation off for us and we'll ship it to Dwight, or they don't mind shipping it directly to Dwight. But we typically act as the interface between Dwight and them. Not all the time, but
right.
We're happy to do
okay.
that.
Fantastic. Well, you can go there too, and it's a great way to support wildlife conservation, particularly in terms of the DSC Foundation. You mentioned the what I call the gala, what I have been informed is properly pronounced gala.
I would have said gala myself, too.
To me, it's the gala. The gala is the DSC midsummer?
Mid-year.
Absolutely fantastic event. And it's going to be held June the 12th here at the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas, very close to Love Field, so you can drive into it or you can fly into Love Field, and it'll be that evening starting at about 5 o'clock, and absolutely a great fun event that we're kind of limited seating on. There are still a few seats available, and you can go to where do they, if somebody wants to get a ticket at this point?
There's a gala banner on the dscf.org website that will lead them to event registration and also more information about the event.
Now, also, we have an auction going on, and that auction is available now. So for people to see what some of the auctions items are, and these are absolutely fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. They're two or three things on there particularly that you probably can't get on any other way except for going to this auction or being involved with the auction in terms of the online auction.
That's right.
And we're looking very quickly for both Richard and I probably should know that. I know it's the
I want to make sure I get this right for them.
Yes, sir. We want to send them to the right place. But there's, I think, about 25 items or so that include things from here in North America. We've got some things on that live auction for the ladies as well, too, and some unbelievable hunts and guns. And if you've got the information there, we'll let you provide it to us right now.
I do. The link for the DSC Foundation online auction is DSCF. I should have put my glasses on before I did that. I don't want to leave a dot out of here. DSCF.onlinehuntingauctions.com. dscf.com. So dscf.onlinehuntingauctions.com. And that'll take you to a register, a page that'll allow you to look at all these items. We've got a really good description and video for many of these. And also there's help on registering for this online system. And as Larry said, we're up to 27 live auction items.
That's
now.
Right. We added some, I think, just in the last couple of days. But you really need to have a look at these. There's several in there that included everything from a couple of different elk hunts. One on the, I'll mention, on the Mescalero Apache Reservation. And the only way you're going to get on the Mescalero anymore these days is through this particular auction, because the waiting list goes on forever. And with elk, we've got an elk hunt out in West Texas with Wildlife Systems. And for those folks who don't know about elk in West Texas, they are considered exotic out there, so they can be hunted the right time when the bulls are bugling. And I've been on those properties, and they're absolutely some monstrous, monstrous bulls. And got a desert mule deer hunt out in West Texas on one of the best places in North America when it comes to desert mule deer. And then we've got some absolutely fabulous hunts in Africa as well, too. If you like hunting big game, dangerous game, plains game, it's all there kind of thing. And then don't tell what else is going to show up at that thing. But we'd love for you to be at the auction live, at the gala on June the 12th. But if you can't and you want to, again, you can learn more about going to the website. But also, if you'll go to that particular site, you can see all the different items we have up, and you'll have an opportunity there to register and then bid on them. And I think you'll be real pleased when you get there and start looking to see what all is available. Richard, what else can we tell the folks about DSC Foundation that might get them a little bit more involved? And I want to hit on something, is that it's time for us to all start getting together. We're dealing with a crowd out there in the anti-world that is very, very organized. And we, as hunters, outdoorsmen, fishermen, we've all got our favorite little things, and we think nothing is going to be affected other than somebody else. But, you know, it's time for all of us to start banding together and creating a unified front. What can we do through DSCF or just as individuals to kind of counteract some of the stuff that the antis are trying to pull on us right now?
You know, one of the best things we can do is to get educated. And when I say that, I mean when you're at a cocktail party or at an office party or at Sunday lunch with your brother-in-law or nephew or niece, when you have that discussion with a non-hunter, and I'm not saying anti-hunter, but it doesn't matter.
No, be
armed with enough facts to where you can make that case and you can be the ambassador for hunting. And not everybody's going to know everything, but don't dismiss the fact that I don't care what's happening in Africa, that's not going to make any difference, or I don't care what's happening in Canada, that's not going to make any difference to me. As you said, there are universal issues here that affect everybody, and those that don't like what we do, and I will not call them animal lovers, because they have an agenda.
It's an agenda. If they loved animals, they'd be buying hunting licenses and supporting wildlife conservation.
Or they'd be more swayed by the success stories and the facts that we do have.
By real facts.
But there's a great number of people somewhere along the spectrum between pro-hunting and anti-hunting that are open to hearing the success stories. And I don't have to tell you this. There are hundreds of great success stories about North American success models. And you can look at Texas alone with whitetail deer. You can look at Rocky Mountain elk, and you can look at wild turkey. You can look at pheasants. You can look at what the great work that the Mule Deer Association is doing. This hunting through conservation or conservation through hunting model works, and there's no argument about it. It's undeniable. But, boy, it sure does be able to help to say, you know, did you know that at the turn of the end of the 1800s, there were less than 500,000 whitetail deer in the 48, and we have 32 million deer. We hunters in Texas and the Hill Country alone harvest more deer every year than existed in the entire lower 48.
Exactly. Hunting has been a huge success story when it comes to wildlife conservation, not only for those game species, but as we perpetuated and improved the habitat, everything is benefit, and hunting plays a very important role in being able to make sure that there's proper habitat, not just for the four-legged or the two-legged, but also the ones that fly and the ones that crawl above the ground and under the ground, even kind of thing, and swim in the streams.
I like that, and I'll give Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl all the credit in the world. When you do riparian habitat restoration or protection, you are not only protecting or providing either a stopover, feeding ground, or whatever for ducks and geese, but you're providing it for lizards and snakes and frogs and fish and alligators and the other bird species. It's an ecosystem that has to be protected. And if it's good for ducks and geese, it's good for a lot of other animals. And but not just the flora and fauna.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, one of the things that we do as wildlife managers is we work with the wildlife species, but because of that, the habitat benefits. And as you just mentioned, when you manage the habitat for game species, all animals there, and some that even come in afterward, may not have been there for a while benefit, but maybe more importantly than anything, that habitat benefits. And when that habitat is there, you are going to have wildlife, the wildlife that we love so very dearly. Let's remind folks one more time where they can go as far as the auction is concerned. It's
the auction link that they can check is dscf.onlineauctions.com. I'm sorry, dscf.onlinehuntingauctions.com.
And we'll have that up, too. I'll make sure we get it on some of the social media. But as you just said, dscf.onlinehuntingauctions.com. And that's auctions with an S. And that'll get you onto the DSCF site. And you can see all the great hunts and other items that we have there. And again, want to invite you, if at all possible, to be at our event in person. And, we'll have a huge campfire going on there. I got a feeling that a lot of stories being told that night as well, too.
And both the link to online registration for the auction and registering for the event are on www.dscf.org.
That may be the easiest start right there. Just go to dscf.org and please join us there, and look forward to join us again next week. Richard, thank you so much for everything that you do for DSCF, the sportsman, and maybe, let's just say, for the wildlife of the world as well, too.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Larry, and the same back to you. We don't acknowledge and tell you how much we appreciate you often enough, but we do.
Well, you're very kind, and please join us right back here next week around the DSC Campfire. Thanks for joining us around the campfire. To leave a comment or suggestion for an upcoming episode, go to Instagram at Larry Wysoon Outdoors. Please join me right here next week for another DSC's Campfires.
DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon has also been brought to you by Texas Wildlife Association, working for tomorrow's wildlife today. Texas-raised hunting products, the Scent Gods, Kitatrek boots for the trails less traveled, Boyt, the finest in hunting gear, Pyramid Air for all things air gun, and Ripcord Rescue Travel Protection.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.